Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. True friendship is the least jealous of all of our types of love. Two friends delight to be joined by a third, and three by a fourth. Isn't that beautiful? Think about that. Friendships are the least jealous types of love. When you have a friend that's a jealous friend and doesn't want you to have other friends, that's toxic. Nobody got time for that. They should enjoy being with you and with other friends who are like-minded. Friendship is the least jealous kind of love. Two friends delight in being joined by a third or a fourth. Do you have that kind of friendship in your life? Are you that kind of friend that you love to spend time with your friend and you love to include others, whether it's game night or a drum circle or going to a flea market together? I hope you make it a priority to spend time being a good friend. Hi, good evening. You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Corbin.
Hi, Corbin. Love that name. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling to request a song for me and my best friends. I'm at college right now, and I just missed him.
And what are you going to college for?
I'm going to be a science teacher.
Good for you. What grade?
High school. In middle school.
Oh, that's hard.
Yes. But I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. Our world needs good teachers. So an I miss you best friend kind of song for, do you want to give me names or you just want me to pick out a song?
One of them's name is Aston and the other one's name is Melanie. And they're my best friends in the whole world and I love them. I wouldn't be here without them.
So these are your ride or die?
Yeah.
All right. I will play a great song for your besties and for you. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
Lauren, welcome. This is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Hi. I'm calling to tell you about recently me and my five girlfriends. We're architecture students, and we have to work really, really late hours. And we always turn on the Delilah Show and listen to you guys. And it's just so inspiring to us. And one night we were listening to it, and someone came on talking about, you know, like if you're not doing what you want to do in life, you know, you need to make some changes. If you're unhappy in life, make some changes. And our friend Malia that was with us was actually making some big, like, life-changing decisions in her life about marriage and stuff and whether to wait and go through school and get married or that. And so actually Malia is getting married this Saturday. And at that time when she listened to that on the radio, it was like, just like, it kind of hit her. It was like, oh my gosh, I have to do something different in my life. And she moved the wedding up a whole year.
Well, God has a plan for each of our lives, and he speaks to us in a way that we can understand, and he will use anything. I mean, there's a story in the Bible where he uses a donkey. He talks through a donkey to somebody.
Yeah.
He can use anything, a song, a verse, a radio show, a TV commercial, a bird that flies by. He can use the most amazing things to get our attention and to give us direction. You know, and sometimes we need that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She definitely needed it at that point.
Let me play a song. What's her fiance's name?
Jonathan Wilson.
I will play a song for the young couple, and I pray they have a lifetime of joy.
Oh, thank you so much, Delilah.
Now get back to drawing your trusses and your struts. Make sure the weight-bearing walls are all aesthetically pleasing, would ya?
Yes, definitely.
Bye. Stephanie, this is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Hi, Delilah. I wanted to make a dedication to a very, very special friend of mine. His name is Chris. He's helped me through some really, really, really rough times lately. And he's just kind of been there to stand by me through those times. And I want to say thank you and tell him that I really, really appreciate it. He probably pretty much saved my life.
So what were you going through that was so painful?
I've been struggling with anorexia and bulimia for the last 2 years. And I was struggling with that. And he pretty much took me under his wing and helped me through that and made me realize that... made me realize that there were people that cared about me and pretty much made me turn my life around, and I'm doing much better now. And it's all because of him, and he took the time to talk to me and be concerned with me, even though he has his fair share of problems.
He was a shoulder to lean on when you didn't have the strength to go on.
Exactly, and he still is.
Now, are you in a recovery program for your eating disorders?
Yes, I am.
Good for
yes,
you.
I am. And he's the one that made me realize that I had to go there if I wanted to continue living. And
so have you checked, have you looked on his back, Stephanie, to see if there's like small wings protruding out of his shoulder blades?
I think there is.
Now, is this Chris guy just a buddy friend, or is he, you know, kind of cute too?
Oh, he's definitely cute too. He's definitely cute.
And is he single?
Yes.
And you're single?
Yes.
And he cared that much about you to help you fight for life?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So my question is, do I play friendship, buddyship, thanks for being in my corner, Chris song, or do I play friendship, buddyship, thanks for being in my corner, and I'd really like to kiss your face, Chris song?
The second one would be nice. He wrote me a really nice poem, and my favorite line out of that poem is, God, give me the strength to take breath from a breeze. And he did that for me. He took breath out of a breeze and gave it to me and gave me my life back. And I want to say thank you.
Uh-huh. So now you'd like to take that breath and, like, give it back to him in the form of a kiss.
Absolutely.
Hi, Dawn. This is Delilah. How can I help to make your night more special?
I was calling about my best friend. I know she listens to your show every night, and I know she's listening. We had a huge argument, and she is my best friend for the past 2 years, and I'm just planning my wedding, and she's supposed to be my maid of honor. And she hasn't called me, and she doesn't want to talk to me, and it really hurts because she's a wonderful, wonderful person. I love her so much, and, you know, I really miss her, and I just wish she would call. And I was wondering if you could play I'll Stand By You by The Pretenders, because that's kind of like our song to each other.
Okay, Dawn, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, God.
Long enough to know I got to pry into your business and find out what the heck you two best friends are arguing about.
It was stupid, but it ended up being like a huge argument. It was just like a promise I made to her and that I would be somewhere, and I didn't go, but she had made a prior promise to me to be somewhere, and she didn't go. It was a big mix-up that ended up in a really bad argument involving, you know, stupid things from the past. And
ooh.
Yeah, and
instead of dealing with the issue, you brought up every heartache that you've ever had in your relationship, I would bet.
Right.
I hate it when I do that.
It was ugly. It was horrible. And then it got other friends involved, and it just was a big mess. And I really want to call her, but I know she doesn't want to hear from me. So I know she's listening, so I figured
Wait. Now, back up again. Are you sure she doesn't want to hear from you, or are you just kind of shy and afraid here to be the one to reach out first?
Well, we've never gone this long without talking to each other. I mean, we talk to each other every day. We don't miss a day. I mean, she knows everything that happens in my day. I know everything that happens
okay.
in hers.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to go knock on her door with a half a gallon of Haagen-Dazs. And you need to sit there and have a little girlfriend bonding time.
We do. We really, really do.
Okay?
Yes.
You work on that, I'll find a song for you too.
Thank you so much.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decisions, and the Good Brothers Wallow267 and Gilly the Kid, just to name a few. So go get your tickets right now, blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. We'll see you Saturday, April 27th.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.